Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Service. May I please speak with David Welfer?
This is who?
Michigan Opinion Service. I am not saying anything. I'm conducting a voluntary
Michigan
opinion survey.
Michigan Opinion Services, huh? All right, so what's
survey.
The opinion on, yeah, surveys, so on what?
The survey is about the upcoming elections for president, Congress, and other offices. And we would like to include your responses.
Okay. Yeah.
Your name was?
Yeah, let's,
okay, thank
let's
you
hammer
for
that out. Yep. My name is David Welford. Yep.
Okay. Thank you for your help. And now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yeah. I mean, there's TV in the house. I mean, obviously, you know, I got a cell phone, and I'm pretty sure everybody else does in the household that, you know, has internet and everything.
But does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including internet?
No, nobody in the household works for a media outlet or anything
okay.
like that. No, sir. Nobody has any political, does any political work or has any necessarily political affiliation outside of their voting beliefs.
Yep, thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
100%. 100%. I will 100%. I will vote 100% in all the next elections.
In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Yes, sir, I did. I voted for Joe Biden.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Does it really matter? I mean, I'm a white guy. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm a white Caucasian, you know, but
and
I don't think that really matters. But yeah, I voted for Joe Biden. And
can
you
please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I am 41.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm a conservative liberal, but to be honest,
very
I'm a
conservative,
independent.
Somewhat conservative.
But like I was saying, I'm a national independent, but I swing to the left. Since I've been 18, I've been able to vote.
Okay, well, which
voted
one should I
Democrat.
Record for you?
I've only
very
voted for Democrat.
Very conservative, somewhat conservative,
yeah, I guess
moderate.
You can slap me down as liberal, I guess.
Somewhat liberal, okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Depends on the aspect you're asking. As far as in government, the direction the government is heading, I'm very dissatisfied. Dysfunction is not a proper function for the Senate and the, you
but
know.
But generally
yeah.
speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I'm happy with the way the economy is going. I'm happy with all that, but I am very dissatisfied with the way our government is going.
And which one should I record for you? Very satisfied.
Well,
somewhat satisfied.
I don't understand what the question is exactly. I mean, just generally, how satisfied am I with the government and the economy, or just in general?
I will repeat the question, because I just have four options. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Jeez, I'd like to be positive on that, but not too positive.
Maybe somewhat satisfied? Not very?
Yeah, I would say somewhat satisfied, because the question isn't very descriptive I'm happy with the way the economy is going, but I am very dissatisfied as to how our government is going.
Correct. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on.
Okay, so one is nothing or very low priority, 10 is high priority.
Correct. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if someone important, and 0 if it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Making college more affordable from 0 to 10, how important?
High priority, the maximum 10.
10. Banning tobacco products.
Higher education is extremely important. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Banning tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I'm kind of in a, I'm out in the sticks. I'm kind of, you know, I don't get very good cell phone service here.
Okay. Banning tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10, how important?
Something for adults. I think, man, I don't want to be rude. You have a bit of an accent, so it was something for adults.
Tobacco products like cigarettes or
tobacco for adults. You know, I am an adult. I'm 41. I am a smoker.
From 0 to 10,
I don't want the next generation smoking. You know, so if they ban, like, it's not super important to me. It's not an issue. I mean, it is. I don't want the next generation to be able to buy them. Here in Michigan, you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes.
You can use any number.
I think that's a good thing. So it's not a big issue. I am not really worried about tobacco. That is not a big issue. Tobacco is a 1 on the scale of 1 to 10. That actually, it's a 0. It's a non-issue.
0. Okay.
We shouldn't even be talking
about
it.
Improving K through 12 education from 0 to 10. How important?
10.
Okay.
100% improve. We need to be focused on that.
Protecting voting rights and democracy from 0 to 10.
10.
And the last one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10. How important? Thank you.
10.
And now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? And is strongly approved?
Jesus.
Somewhat approved?
Yeah, I strongly approve. I think he's doing everything that he can. I think that he's exposed to extreme opposition.
And now I'd like to read your...
doing the best he can.
Okay, now I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Okay. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. From 0
FDA,
to 100.
I've heard of them, yeah. That's a favorable opinion of them. I think, what was the scale, 1 to 10 again, or?
0 to 100.
0 to 100. I can't give them a perfect 100, but I'll give them a 75. I think they do.
75. Okay.
Yes, they have a positive impact. They're out there to help us.
Okay.
They're not there to hurt us.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general. How will you rate them from 0 to 100?
I'll give them a good 80. Shit, I'll throw them at 87%.
87, okay.
87%, because some of them are still a little bigoted and, you know, a little hard-headed, but look what the opposition they're up against, you know.
Thank you. And the last one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
You know, my knowledge of Mr. Biden, President Biden, I have a fairly high opinion of him. He's been through a lot in life. He's been a politician since 1949. And if you look at his record, he's done damn well. I think it would be unfair to give him a 100.
100? Okay.
It would be unfair to give him 100. I'm going to give him a 92. Okay.
I'm going to give him a 92
because you know what? He is human. And nobody's perfect. And I do believe he has tried, and he has been a very great politician and great man in service of our country, and I appreciate him.
And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10 if it's the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 if it's important at all, okay?
Okay.
The first issue is preventing underage tobacco use from 0 to 10. How important?
That's pretty important. I would give it, a 7, you know, because that's going to save us a lot of money in the long run. But that's not the number one issue.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market from 0 to 10. How important?
E-vape products, you said? Illegal e-vape?
E-vapor products, great. Like electronic cigarettes?
Yeah, that actually, I think that is probably a big deal.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you know, go at it, balls out, give that a 10.
10, okay. And the last two, banning different tobacco products for adults. How important from 0 to 10?
What was that? How did you say that again?
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
Well,
from 0 to 10?
I'll give you a 0 on that. If you try to ban tobacco products for people that are already addicted, it ain't going to work. Now, if you say, all right, you know, we're not going to sell anybody that, you know, if you're not 21 on this date, you'll never be able to buy tobacco products, you know.
Okay.
So, like, my nephew, who's 18, would never be able to buy it, even though I still would be able to. I'd be happy with that.
And the last one, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. From 0 to 10, how important?
Oh, that's a high importance, dude. That's, like, the utmost importance. That's a 10.
That's a 10?
That's
okay.
Actually, that's an 11, dude. That's off the scale, dude. That's, like,
okay.
they've waited too long.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 75% now, and thank you again for your help.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Will you strongly support, somewhat support,
if you ban tobacco sales to, you know, nicotine-containing products to people that are 21 and over, anybody that's under 21, you ban it, I would support that.
Okay. Strongly or just
strongly. I would support that strongly. If you're 20 years old, you wait a year, buddy. You know,
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support? Somewhat support?
I don't. You're 21 and over, you should be able to buy cigarettes. But then again, if you're not 21 and over by next year, you shouldn't. I like the whole idea of banning I don't like the idea of saying, all right, you guys got to be 21. My whole idea is we want to prevent the next generation from smoking.
But
2024, you know, that's it.
Strongly support, go ahead and read it again. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I wouldn't support that.
Okay.
No,
so
I wouldn't
strongly
support
oppose
that.
Or somewhat oppose?
Yeah. No, I'd strongly oppose that.
Yeah. And regardless of where you stand... Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
No, I believe that it would bring more benefit to my community, but
much
I think it
more.
Would...
or just much
more.
Benefit.
Yeah, I think that it would bring much more benefit to the community if they were to ban it, but I think that it would be political suicide.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are much more important right now.
And when Ukraine. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The first one or the second? Harm reduction or prohibition?
Well, you know, it depends on how the prohibition works.
But which,
if it's like
which,
a, if it's like what was it, Sweden
European.
Or Norway, what they how they did it, a prohibition locks everybody out. Now, you know, harm reduction increases the tax, you know, and
which
the tax.
Which do you feel is the better approach, the first one or the second one?
I don't feel either of them are a proper approach.
Okay. And now
what I think they should do, they should come in, they should say, all right, you know, 2024, if you're not 21 on 2024, you'll never be able to buy a pack of cigarettes in your lifetime, ever. Anybody that's 21 after 2024, that's a smoker, they can buy cigarettes for the rest of their life. Once they're dead, guess what? We don't sell cigarettes no more. You know, so I don't approve of either one of those.
We're almost done, and now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. And for each, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm not at all concerned about a black market for menthol cigarettes.
And next one?
If it were to get the kids high, I'd be worried about it, but they don't get the kids high, so.
And the next one? Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate...
I'm not all worried about that. I'm not worried about the loss of them jobs.
Not at all. Okay. And lastly, this is basically...
That's called progress, buddy.
Okay. And we're almost done. This is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you again for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all, okay? You can use any number, again, between 0 and 10. The first one, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health condition or other drug addiction.
Oh, that's 100%. That's 100%. The lower the income, the lower the greater the poverty level, the more likely you are to use alcohol, cigarettes, and illicit street drugs. So that's 100% true.
Correct.
You know,
These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them.
I don't like calling it persecute, but it does target the people that are using the substances. I mean, that's unavoidable. I don't know how you want me to write that. That's 100%. I mean, you know, if you ban, you know, menthol cigarettes, you're 100% targeting the people that smoke menthol cigarettes. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's, you know, that's a 100 on that.
Okay. I will finish the seven, so maybe you can you change your mind. So when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction
Support
and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with the statement?
I agree with that. We should be 100% teaching people, 100% we should be teaching people the harms of smoking and how to stay away from cigarettes. 100%. I mean, that's a 10. We should be, 100% teaching our kids and even the people that smoke, I'm a cigarette smoker. That's the worst habit that I have. I smoke
just
4 cigarettes a day, 5 cigarettes a day. Yeah.
Just 2 more. The next one is America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that, because if we make these things illegal, we're going to fucking put a giant part of our population into 10. That's 100%. We're going to, every smoker, I don't know if I'm going the right way with it, but every smoker is going to become suspect. And if they have a cigarette, they run the risk of going to prison or going to jail or whatever. So that 100% affects, that could be worse than having methamphetamine or cocaine, depending on the law and how they write it.
And the last one. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
I agree with that.
That
I 100% agree with that. I strongly agree. 100% agree with that. Like, strong as you can be, that is true.
And now sometimes over the course of a story, people change their minds. So it's okay if you did not, but let me ask you again, please. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support...
Not here in Michigan, it is not. You have to be 21. Not in Michigan. I live in Michigan. You have to be 21. You cannot buy cigarettes if you are 18, and I am okay with that.
But considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed,
or strongly opposed? I don't. You ask me that form and the question of, in that context.
Correct.
No, I support that. I do
support
that.
Strongly support, or just how much?
Well, I've been waiting for this because Mr. Obama said that he was going to, make this happen. So I do. I support the FDA in this. They shouldn't be selling flavored fucking cigarettes and tobacco and fucking flavored vapes to our kids. Come on, man. You cram all this fucking flavored smoke, fucking, it's candy, and it next thing you know, they're fucking shaking and they're, inhaling.
Okay, the next one, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support.
I strongly support a ban on sales on anybody below the age of 21.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more
there's an equal damage to benefit ratio here, because a lot of people are going to go underground and get their tobacco or whatever it is that they're smoking from illicit sources. That could be harmful. And like me, I would just quit smoking. Like, I don't smoke that much. I think it'd be beneficial. It'd be 100% beneficial in my sense.
So do you think banning this product brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I'm going to say it's going to bring more benefit. Okay. I really believe that.
Just somewhat more benefit
no,
or money?
Like, way, like, it's going to, yeah. It's going to help increase the IQ of our children. It's going to, like, extremely help.
But just somewhat more benefit, you know, or much more?
Much more. I mean,
much
when
more.
You think
okay,
about how much a pack of cigarettes cost, I mean, like, if somebody can't buy that pack of cigarettes, but then again, they're spending the money on the underground, but then again, you know, where
and
the
will
hell
you
is
be more, will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support this ban on tobacco products for adults? Or will it have no impact on your decision of which to vote for?
That's not a high.
Have no impact.
It's not something that's. Yes, but no. I mean, it. That's
okay,
not real high on my list. It's an issue for me, but it's not on the national issue.
Somewhat less.
Not on national.
Somewhat more.
Well, what do you mean? Is statewide or national? Because, like, national, that's not an issue.
Okay, but which one should I
report? You know, but
for you?
I would support a candidate that would, oh, you know, that would say, you know, let's get rid of cigarettes. I would support a candidate that wanted to do that 100%.
Okay. And which one should I record for you? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact on your decision?
Oh, I'm somewhat willing. I'll say this for me, somewhat willing. You know,
and in
you
the
know,
past 30
I mean,
days,
I've,
have you used, in the past 30 days, have you used
that?
Any of the following products? Wine, yes or no?
Wine, no.
Cigars?
And 30 days, yep, one.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
None. Zero.
Soda?
Soda?
Yes.
Like Mountain Dew? Yeah, I drank a Mountain Dew earlier. That was the first one in the past 2 weeks.
Beer?
No. I do not drink.
Liquor or spirit?
No. You know what? I think the spirit. But
coffee? Hello?
Sorry, I kind of wandered off to a bad spot here. But, maybe one or two cups of... Yeah, I can hear you a little better. Maybe one or two cups of coffee a week, maybe.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I usually one nicotine pouch in the morning, and then I might smoke at the most 4 cigarettes a day.
And
that's
cigarettes?
Really...
In the past
30
days?
Yeah.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or sweet?
Yeah, yep. That would be the pouches, the smokeless pouches.
And heat not burn tobacco products? Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
No. And pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we are done. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, I have college, bud. I went to college. I'm a high school graduate. I graduated a couple of years early, and then I've gone to college, and then I went to trade schools, and yeah.
And are you married? Living with
I'm widowed.
Partner, single,
widowed.
Separate,
widowed.
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 Thank you.
Widowed.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
15.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Oh, I didn't hear just, you know, bent over and screwed in there anywhere. But,
how do you think of your current economic situation?
Yeah.
Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'd say low income, man.
Okay. And are you...
And that's the majority of the people I know. What's that?
Are you, is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yeah.
And does that apply to you or someone in your household?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah.
Or, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, I live in a tiny town in a rural area, so I guess it would be kind of rural.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No, I'm a straight, square, white guy.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion
is extremely important
for us.
Who's the survey on the behalf of?
I'm sorry, I'm not also, so that I don't influence your opinion, but we are an independent research company. We're located in Miami,
yeah.
Florida, and we're the service from outside of Michigan to make sure that this keeps it neutral and unbiased. But thank you so much for your opinion, and have a great night. Thank you.
No problem. You hope you have a nice evening. Thank you
for your help. Bye.
No problem.